May 26, 1959, in Milwaukee on the mound. Harvey Haddix of the Pirates, he was mowing them down. 27 up and 27 gone. 9 innings in the book, and not a man had got in on. Now in history, only 17 have thrown a perfect game. A most exclusive glove and a most exalted fame. But after 9, well, the Pirates had his score. A perfect game and still, oh, Harvey had to pitch some more. David Wells, David Cohn, Sandy Koufax, Cy Young, Jim Bunning, Tom Browning, Charlie Robertson, Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? 10th inning down, 11th inning down, they moved on to the 12th. 3 straight outs and the fans, they were pinching themselves. The best game ever pitched, and still a scoreless tie. For Harvey had to carry on and give it one more try. But 13's never lucky, so you can guess the rest. Hard gave up a hit, and then he lost the whole contest. I wonder how he slept that night, knowing how close he came to a most exclusive club that should include his name. David Wells, David Cohn, Tiny Johnson, Addie Joss, Ron Parker, Mike Witt, Dennis Martinez, Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? Marvin, take away. Perfection is a funny thing, at least as I've been told. It drives you nuts and it makes you curse and it eats away your soul. Sometimes better isn't better, sometimes justice just ain't served. Sometimes legend isn't laid where it's most deserved. But humanity is flawed as the losers with a test. We're drawn to tragic stories, the ones that serve us best. But after 9 on that very day, old Harvey was a god. A perfect game, if nothing else, because perfection's always flawed. David Wells, David Cohn, Lee Richmond, Monty Ward, Len Barker against the Jays, and catfish for the A's. Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list?
One more time!
David Wells, David Cohn, Sandy Koufax, Cy Young, Jim Bunning, Tom Browning, Charlie Robinson, Don Larson in the series in 1956. Why don't we add old Harvey to that list? Why don't we add old Harvey? Why don't we add old Harvey to that list?
Yeah. Thanks very much. That was a political song. You gotta stand for something. right, this is another a song off a different new record. Record called Crossing Dragon Bridge.
Yeah.
Whole different mood. All right, cool, thanks. We started with the funny record and going to the darker record. We'll get them laughing and make them cry. A little song, a little dance, a little seltzer down their pants. This song is called Manhattan Fault Line. It's written from the perspective of a guy who grew up in Los Angeles, lived there for a long time, and then moved to New York. Method acting. Goes like this.